I tried to organize the 12 lessons that I felt were the common thread of an Asian American woman's experience, no matter where, and actually so many men have come to this as well, but no matter whether they're immigrants or American born, or you know, even Japanese Americans who've been here for generations, and regardless of ethnicity, I thought that the themes that I talked about of really questing for one's sense of home was important, how we have dealt with the expectations that are placed on us by family. And that's not just parents, you know, it's not just kids and their nagging parents, it's parents with each other, you know, a man and a woman and the expectations they had of one another. And I know that my father and my mother had expectations, they are immigrants, but they have expectations placed on them as immigrants who venture to America. So, you know, we're all dealing with expectations in different ways, but how we deal with that and not allow ourselves to feel overburdened by it or disappointed in ourselves if we don't meet those often very unattainable expectations. How do we deal with, how do we find that sense of value that let those expectations fall away? And the other thing, I think, you know, we deal with those stereotypes. Sure, that, you know, oppression for Asian Americans is a very subtle thing. It's like that myth, you know, that just kind of glides in and glides out, and you never know if anything hits you. but you do sense there's something there. And I think that sense of unknowing is really, really a hard one, because, you know, people are still dealing with how to answer questions, or how to answer remarks like, you Asians are so smart. I love Asian men, and all these supposedly great things that you're supposed to say thank you for. You know, we don't have answers for that stuff yet. You know, I think that's the other thing, that we know that something has to be addressed, but we don't know quite what. And that is the dilemma of the middleman, the dilemma of the assimilation. You know, somebody that has been accepted somewhat, but on some very visceral level, knowing that there's a limit to that acceptance. Yeah, and also this question of desire. You know, how do men and women deal with one another? I deal with relationships and stuff like that. But I think it's really important. Sean Wong, American Me, I don't know what people think of it. I don't know what the consensus is out there, but I know that I really liked it. It was the first book that brought sensuality, you know, attraction to Asian American men and women, and, you know, not hatred, not, you know, these remarks that I hear, these internalized things that men and women say about each other, but just, you know, the quest for love and the quest for appreciating one another. And I really want to bring that power back to Asian Americans, you know, it's just, you know, in our community. But the intermarriage rate is so high, you know, and, you know, I'm not one to be like a racial, an ethnic nationalist or anything, but I think, you know, there's so much room in there to inquire about why we choose the people we do.